Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Nun Tes If Zayin. Sarich Sheyavo Hamayim Mikoch Nosein. The water has to come with what the Gemara calls Koch Gava. There has to be a person pouring the water on the hands. The water comes from a person's pour. The figure, therefore, Tsinor Shedola Mayim in Hayor Veshofich Bo. You have this irrigation canal or pipe, and someone draws water from a river and pours it into that pipe. Then the water flows through that pipe network to the field. It will not work for someone to stick his hands into the pipe of flowing water to wash his hands for bread. Because the water that reaches his hands is not directly from a person's pour. Shekvar pasak koach hashofech, because the koach of the shofech ended very close to where the water hit that pipe in the beginning. As the water continues to flow, yes, it's true, it began with a human being, but it lost the status of koach gavra a long time before that. So he can't just stick his hands in that irrigation canal of sorts to wash his hands. V'meisim yodav karv l'mokam hashvicha. But if he puts his hands up close to where the water is being poured in from the pail, even if they're not directly under the flow where he pours from the pail, also on a tila, that's good enough. It's considered tila sedayim from koyach gava. The kol zman shem kroiv l'makom hashvicha, as long as it's close to where the water is poured, idayin mikochahim boim, it's called koychai. So koychai will end eventually, not the first few inches, maybe not the first foot. Eventually, it gets far enough away that's not called koich anymore. It's koich, 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 and so on. It just is no longer considered koich. It's a grama. But if his hands are directly under the pour from the pail or close by where the pail pours in, that'll be enough that he's yoytzen and tiyas yidan. Let's stop here. Take a look at Mishnah Berura. Sifka lama vav shadola mayim v'chulu. So a person draws water in a pail. It's something to say. Shadoila ada mayim in yar bidali. There's a person who's taking a pail and filling it with water from the river. And he pours it into this pipe. And then it goes down the pipe network to the fields. So this person wants to put his hands into the water flowing through the pipe, quite a distance from where the man is working at the river to pour the water in, in order for the water to flow over his hands. He's thinking this should work for Natil Sidaim. Sharatzion points out, because lechatchila, you want kavanas noter lenatila if the nosin doesn't have kavana. Here, the person pouring the water into the irrigation canal has no clue that someone down the way putting his hands in there. There's no kavana on his part that he's washing his hands. So at least the one putting his hands in has kavana, right? So he has kavana, but it doesn't help, because it's not koch gava. Sifkan lamed zayin, koch bom. But if he were to put his hands up close to where the water is being poured in, that is koch gava. V'afta netilas yadayim mikli hu dafka, even though netilas yadayim requires a kli, kiyun shukar l'mokam hashvich hashof b'dali, since he's right near where the water is poured into the pipe from the pail, chashuv mikoch hakli gamkein, it's considered it came from that pail. The pail is part of it. The pail is the kli. The person pouring the water in from the pail is the kachava, and he's getting his hands washed from the pail from kachava. Uposhut. Dimshafach atochatzina bekli psula. If the one who is using the pail is using a pail that's not fit as a kli, it's not considered a kosher kli from tiyazadayim, go be menukav. Let's say it has a big hole. Af benosin karv lamakom hashvicha, even though he put his hands close to where the water is being poured from the pail into the pipe, possible, doesn't work. The ainam ba mikli, because you're still missing the kli. Imlo ba'ofenim v'ol ha'kami, unless you satisfy your requirement, we'll describe shortly. So there are two things. You need a kli, we talked about that. The whole discussion until now was you need a kli. On top of that, you need koyach gavra. If you have koyach gavra but no kli, it's not going to work. You have to have both, koyach gavra and a kli. So in this case, the pail is the kli. The pail is the kli. The koyach gavra is the person pouring the pail down into the pipe. As long as he has his hands close to where the water is poured in, that's good enough. Shulchan Aruch continues. Vim hit bil yadav l'toychat sinor hazeh. If a person dipped his hands, not in the tilas yadayim, tefilas yadayim, he dips his hands into the flowing water in this irrigation canal. Einam tahayus mikach tefila. It won't work as a tefila. Bipnei shehem she'uvim, because the water is mayim she'uvim. In order to be a kosher mikvah or mayan, it's not water drawn by a human being. Here, the water was drawn in a pail by a human being. That's mayim she'uvim. Such water is unfit for tevila. Vahani mili. When do we say that? When the person at the river is filling the pail and pouring the water directly into the pipe that leads to the fields. But let's say he doesn't pour the water into the pipe. He pours the water onto the ground. And from the ground, it flows over the ground into the pipeline. And then he dips his hands in it. His hands are now pure. There's a halacha that mayim she'uvim, that is flowing over the ground, it loses the status of she'uvim and would in fact be kosher for a mikveh and for tevila. And therefore, if this water was not poured directly into the pipe, but rather onto the dirt, and from there it went into the pipe, the shear of hamshacha, then he actually could tovel his hands inside. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Lamaches. If he immersed his hands, he sticks his hands into the water that's gathered in this pipe. So instead of netilas yadayim, he wants them to be fit through tevila. We'll learn this later in Sif Yudalad. The tevila nami mahal yadayim. The tevila also helps for hands. If you dip your hands into a spring or a mikveh, it won't work because the water in the pipes are she'uvim. We only allow tevila for your hands with water that's fit for tevila of the body. If you look ahead and see if the zayin, derived machshir b'she'uvim abo amsa b'karka. The rivet actually allows 40 saw gathered in the ground. But many disagree with him. So we're not going to rely on that. So just like Mayim She'uvim doesn't help for a person to be tovel, so Mayim She'uvim will not help for his hands to be tovel. But if there's Hamshacha, Chutz Letzino U'mamshach, if he pours the water outside of the pipe, and then there's Hamshacha, the amount of hamshacha over the ground, that it flows over the ground to take away the status of she'uvim, hu shlosha tfachim, three tfachim. Umachmas hatsinur atzma lo havishuv. Now the tsinur doesn't make it she'uvim. The marish lo hoyel of shem kli, it has to be, it was never a kli to begin with. The pipe was never a kli. Gon shlonasu bo dal tzvasos lekal besochel. It doesn't have four sides to hold anything. It's basically a semicircle with nothing on the ends, so that's not a kli. If there'd be two ends stopping it on either side, that would be a kli. Because of course, if the tzinur itself, if the pipe was a kli, hamshacha didn't help you any. It'll become shuvim through the pipe. You can't do tefila there. So we're dealing with a tzinur that's not a kli. The problem is the pail. The pail is the kli. So if the pail pours directly into the tzinur, you have mayim shuvim from the pail. But if the pail pours on the ground, and from the ground it flows through tefachim until it gets into the tzinur, then you have hamshacha, and you could be tovel your hands in the tzinur. Sifkad memalf shehim shichua, va'afla in tefilas haguf machmerinim b'zeh. Even though for a person to be tovel, we would be strict. Im ha'yukol ha'mayim shuvim, af shehim shichua, if all the water was shuvim that went through hamshacha. We don't do that. This is written in Yerodei Simenresh Aleph. Benetila derabbanon samchu lahakal dasim etirin sham. Since the tilas yadayim is only derabbanon, we're lenient and follow those views that it would be sufficient. So the fact is, we don't make a mikveh for people using hamshacha with mayim shuvim, but for tilas yadayim or tevilas yadayim, I should say, for tevilas yadayim, it would be okay. Sifkad membeis kesheva. So since the water went through hamshacha, it's fine. But you have to have 40 saw. Even there is an opinion later in Sif Yudalad, if it's less than 40 sa. Halo ikir hadin da'idei hamshocha gam ken kulhi. But this whole halacha of hamshocha with mayim she'uvim is a leniency. For the mekilin kulhi, we're not going to double up our kulas that less than 40 sa and hamshocha, the whole thing. We're not going to do that. So we wanted to have 40 sa. V'gan serach yomayim mechunasim. Also, it's important that the water in the pipe should be stationary. For those oichlin, it can't be flowing. You'd have to seal up the end where the water is going downstream, so to speak, that it shouldn't keep going, it should collect. Because the halacha is, tevila in a mikveh has to be ashboirin. Ashboirin means it's in one place. If it's zeichlin, if it's flowing, it's possible, no good. A mayan could be zeichlin, a river, an ocean, we don't care about that zeichlin. But we do care about it. If it's a collection of water in one place, it has to be stationary. Shulchan Aruch continues. Va'afilu dolevin nosein letocha charetz atzmo. There's a case of tevila, even when the fellow who's drawing the water in the pail pours the water directly into the pipeline without hamshacha. Im hadali nakuv me'acharav bekonis mashka. If the pail has a hole on the back side of it, and that is a big enough hole that water gets in. So as he's pouring water into the pipe, there's still water pouring out the other side back into the water source, into the river. So in fact, there's a connection of water. The water from the river is still connected to the water going into the pipe because the pail has water going one direction and the other at the same time. So in such a case, he could dip his hands right into the tzinor, and there was no hamshacha, and there's still tahar. It's as if he dipped his hands right in the river. Because this pour of water backwards connects the pail to the river. So the water in the pipeline is connected to the water in the pail, connected to the water in the river. It's connected to the water in the river. Even though we will not accept this kind of nitzuk, this kind of connection for tevila of a person, we'll accept it for netiyas yadayim or tevias yadayim. There are those who disagree with this. They say that even for netiyas yadayim, that's not a good enough connection. For a person, for sure, it wouldn't work. For a yadayim, there are those who are mekel, and then the yesh cholkim say, no, we're not going to be mekel. Mishdaburas of Katan Mem Gimel, Letocha Charetz. He's pouring water right into the charetz. What's allowing to say, Letocha Charetz Shalatzina, he's pouring it right into the opening of the pipe, and there's no hamshacha. Sifkat Mendal, Bekonis Maska, but the pail has a hole. We said before in Sif Aleph that if it's a constant drip out of the pail, that's big enough that water would come in from the outside. Some say it should actually be bigger than that. We should be able to see the stream of water flowing out the back of the pail. Or that makes it attached to the water of the river. Look back in the base Yosef, the beginning of the siman, he quotes the Ma'arik, the Fizehav Yashir Benekav Ka'adosh. According to that, the size should be a hole, the size of a lentil. Sifkad Memhei, Mechaber HaKlili Yor. So that connects the water in the pail back to the river. Vuadin Abod B'Sfina. The same halakha can be applied to a fellow on a boat, on a ship. Veinu Magil HaHato Yadov B'Mei HaYam. If he tries to put his hands over the edge into the water, he doesn't reach. He can't get his hands into the water. He doesn't have a whole container to wash his yadayim. He has a kli with a hole, and the hole allows water from the outside. He said that's not good enough for his yadayim. So what's the etzah? He should lower this kli into the ocean, to the sea. Umat b'yod of bo, and dip his hands into the pail, into the kli. Shememei ha'kli mechuborim l'mei hayam, because the water in the kli are attached to the water below in the sea. Ayde Shemayim knows from the Achanek, because the water is dripping out the hole. So as long as the water is dripping out the hole from the bottom, he can immerse his hands in the tap And that's as if he's immersing his hands in the water below.
Dripping onto the deck of the boat.
No. Over the side. He's got to be on the side. He just can't stick his hands far enough down. So he lowers down with the rope, fills it up, and then as it's losing water, hopefully there's still enough in there, he gets up to him, and he sticks his hands in, and it's all connected. Sifkan Memvav, the Inyan Tevila. This doesn't work for Tevila. The Nitzik ain't a Chibur Shem Klal. We don't accept Nitzik as a Chibur. Even the ways that work to connect the water, who b'shir godless, a large size, with the nitzik dakas, not like this. We talk about shvaras hanod. There's a lot larger holes that we deal with to connect mikvos. We don't use this kind of connection. But for netilas yadayim, this would be good enough. Sifkan and zayim v'yesh chol, and others disagree and say no, this is not good enough. For ashal hiskim kadezu, the marshal concurs with this contrary view. But in a case of need, one can rely on the leading view. It is the view of most poskim. So let's say he did. He dipped his hands, and the water was connected to the stream through this type of nitzuk. Then he gets a hold of some real water with a kli, and he could do a real nitzdayim. He should not make a bracha the second time. Because most posts can hold you zayitz the first time. V'kanim hachalulim hamakalchem mayim haniyor. Sometimes they install hollow tubes to drain water from the stream. If he put his hands beneath the flow of this drain coming off the draining that you know, the height of the stream, it's not a tears of dying. The afla has so misif ches to lo boy koch gavra. Because even if you want to say you don't need koch gavra. Possible. This isn't good. Bishum Dankan Kli, there is no Kli. The Hakonim Einam Kalim, this tube, which is serving as a drain from the stream, it's not a Kli. Shein Bimbis Kiva, can't hold water. So in Mela, even if you don't need Karch Gava, you have to have a Kli. There's no Kli. The Mishtabura continues. The Gam En Yachalahat Bel Yadav Berer Kastin. He also can't dip his hands in the Rer Kastin. The Rer Kastin is kind of like the barrel that catches the water from this drain, from the stream. Ha'omed sivivam, that's standing right around this kana, chalul. Fushin nisik ha'kiluch min ha'kanim. So he can't be turtle his hands into that if the flow is interrupted from these pipes. Al be'eish shaholich ha'kiluch min ha'kanim. But if the water is still flowing through the pipes and going into this container. If then he wanted to dip his hands into the receptacle that catches the water, there are those who say that for sure it works, even the ones who argue in the case with the pail. This is a very big nitzuk. Everyone agrees it's a chibur. It connects. It's as if he's totally the yar. So again, if the water just flows off the pipe over his hands, that's no good, there's no kli. But if you put something to collect the water and it rises up and there's still a flow through the pipes, then you could do tevila into that, and the flow connects it back to the stream. Kasu achronim, the achronim right. Shein lito yodav min haplump, lefisha eno kli. You can't go to a pump and pump up the water, and then the water finally comes up from a spring below. You can't pump the water up because there's no kli. Because the daf kishmeniach adav samach lamalkam etiyasem mayim and etzien habalei. Now this is when you put your hands by the spout as you're pumping, and the water starts to come out. Your hands are by the spout opening, so there's no kli. That doesn't work. Avol mutar leniach adav achas samach laaretz biyado shniya yimshach haplump. But you could put one hand down by the ground and use your other hand to pump up the water. Lahavi lof amayim. The water then comes out of the pump, and then it at the ground hits his hands. V'achach yachal if he switches hands. O shechaver yimshach lo, or someone else does it for him. Someone else works the pump and he puts his hands on the floor. O mehani kozem yishum de nitzah chibur. Then it works as a tevila with nitzah connecting. Havikilu tov mind. That's what's as if he's dipping his hands in the underground spring. Because when the pump is pumping up the water, there's a steady connection to the underground spring. And if his hands are doing a tevila on the ground, with that water, then it all goes back. It's considered a nitzah chibur. But if he keeps his hands off the ground, it won't work as a netila. At that point, it's like being tovel in keeping. Keeping is like a wave that's comes out of the ocean. So in midair, it's nothing. It's not a mikveh. It's nothing. That doesn't work for tevila. It has to be on the ground, on the floor. Anything higher will be in a teal without a kli or this prama kibin. Let's see the Ramo. One cannot wash his hands from the stones that are set in the wall. For Austin based kiblo bars, and it has a place to hold water, a reservoir, and it has a faucet. You can't use that. But if it was a kli, and you attach the kli to the wall, then you can use it. This stone is part of the wall. For Natil Sidaim, you need a kli. The kimon shem kavuim b'koisa, these are stones on the wall. Harihen k'koisa, it's like the wall. Vein shem kli aleim, there was never a kli. Afal pisha aslan beis kibul, even though you formed a reservoir to catch the water. The ayin pi megolim shem etzadi lo, if you look at pi megolim, he's inclined to say, the davka litam in a baz derech netila. The problem is only if you try to use the faucet to do netil sidayim. Aval litvo b'toichon, but if you dip your hands in them, and miyesh b'mavam, so if it has 40 saw, yesh lahach shem itam tevila. So that should work as tevila, the motu bar bom saw, which works with 40 saw. Kida kamam b'sevidat, like we're saying, sevidat. For the havik etoil l'kli, it's not like you etoil in a kli, the kemechur b'chad shvina, it's considered mechubur, or mekamokam near parsha, in the hulka was the element shemayim l'nish avay de kli. Of course, you can only be lenient with this if the water wasn't put there through a kli. Ayin l'kamam sifte zayin b'yar loch Hashem, look ahead and sifte zayin. Sifkan mem test, but if you started with a kli, and attach a kli to the wall, kli techila chulu, that works. Hatam, the reason is, kim shahoylem shem kli techila betolosh, since it had the status of a kli when it wasn't attached to the wall, chashon techila b'kli, it's considered a techila b'kli even after you attach it to the wall. Sefkar anun notem imenu, so you can do a tisidayim then. But something to say, that derech barza through the faucet, shemisir b'chol shvicha shvicha, you remove it with every pore. The chashav ayidiz ekoch gava, that's your koch gava, because she's bar b'sof sif tes, like we said, sif tes. So a pipe coming out of the wall won't work because there's no kli. But if you had a water fountain with a reservoir, that would work. You have to keep on, off. But there's a kli that holds it, and it's the type of kli that wasn't mechub l'karak, it was a kli that you attached to the wall. So that would be the second case of the amal, that it would work. But stam, you have a pipe, and you stick a faucet in your bathroom or kitchen sink, there's no kli. So most posts can have a problem with that, that wouldn't work for Tiyas Adayim because of the lack of a kli.